Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And this episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all of the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. It's Sunday, April 25th, 2010, and this is the live show for April 2010 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com. Joining me on today's show, live from Philadelphia, it's Len Testa, co-author of the Adventure Guide to Walt Disney World. Len, if you don't hurry, they may trade you to Washington.
Yeah, Washington, New York. I'm just making my way up and down the East Coast. I didn't get picked in the NFL draft, so I'm hoping to go early on in free agency.
There you go. Unrestricted free agent.
Exactly.
Also joining us on today's show from his lair, it's Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Matt. What's going on? Welcome back.
Thank you, man. My last live show was February.
Whew. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Crystals inspired by nature, now engineered by man. Let me finish. Now engineered by man. For an ever-growing role in microelectronics here at Space Mountain.
No. Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
No. How dare you make fun of Horizon?
Actually, I like that part where he says that, where that quote that Mike just said. Don't they have that really, like, important music playing in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crystals. The cityscape. Next man.
Yeah. That's right.
Then it's man. There's microprocessors. That's the next big wave. It's all plastics, man. I'm telling you.
then it's back to making fun of their daughter's choice in men.
Something's never changed.
Very good. Well, it's our live show, and as many of you already figured out, you can call into this live show, 407-278-5939, to be part of the show. Don't forget about the WDW Today chat room, which is at WDWToday.com. Well, it's like our first call of the evening, and we have our first caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Matt. This is Mouse Nut, Mark Lorenzo's aunt.
Hey.
And, yeah, we're coming down to stay in that All-Star Vacation House the first week of the Star Wars weekend. We're so excited. I hope we run into some of you guys.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be in the park Saturday and Sunday for Star Wars. I love that time of year, and I think you're going to have a great time over there.
Oh, we can't wait. Well, my question for you is, a long time ago, you talked about this pizza parlor, FD something, and if you could just give us the name of it. You said it was your favorite place outside the park.
Yeah, it was NYPD pizza, but it closed, actually.
It was so good it closed.
It was so good. Evidently, no one else but me knew about it.
Flippers.
Flippers is your other good option. You can actually get to it. It's in the Crossroads parking lot, which is across from Downtown Disney. If you take the exit off Disney World property, you know, past the hotels off to Route 535 over there, you'll see Crossroads. There's a bunch of stuff over there, and it's right in that parking lot. There's a Fuddruckers as well, and some other restaurants. And that Flipper's Pizza is actually halfway decent.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you all down there.
Thank you. May the Force be with you.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wow, original.
Yeah. Oh, I got to love the people that come for Star Wars weekends. And
Star Wars.
At least somebody from this show is staying in an All-Star Vacation during Star Wars weekends this year.
No, not this year, huh?
Not us.
Where else are you going to put the Wookiee suit? It's not going to fit in Pop Century.
All right. Good point. We have our boys caller on the line.
Did you know, somebody emailed me this week. Did you know that the official Wookiee...
I...
The official wiki for Star Wars is called the Wikipedia.
Yes, I saw that. Very funny.
Just wrong.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen from Reading, Pennsylvania. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Listen, I have some questions for you. We're coming down to Pop Century in October. We just booked our reservations today. Yay.
Yes.
What I need to know is, where are the accessible rooms, and do they have an elevator at Pop Century? We've never been there before.
Yeah, they definitely have an elevator in the middle of each room. The accessible rooms, though, are going to be on the first floor, I'm pretty sure.
On the first floor.
And they're first floors, and I believe they're corner units. But somebody in the chat might tell me if I'm wrong there.
Okay, now my husband is disabled, so we need to get like something close to the classic hall, so he doesn't have far to go. Mm-hmm. Is the '90s close? The '90s section in Pop Century, is that close by there?
Let me check. Hold on, I'm actually looking at the map. Give me 1 second here.
Scoop, what are your thoughts on the 90s?
I think the 90s are
perfect. 90s are pretty far. I usually, Karen, what I usually do is I usually go to the 90s when I'm running for the in any races, because it's so quiet and it's away from the central area. I think what you may want to think about is the 70s or the 80s, maybe.
70s or 80s.
Yeah.
Okay,
the 60s.
Great.
60s. Now the 60s are the closest to the general area, the Hippie Tippy Pool, the All Things Pop, the bus area, and everything. But the 80s and the 70s is not that far away, and you'd be paying a little bit more per night if you stayed in the 60s. A lot of the preferred rooms are in the 60s.
Oh, okay. Now,
on
the free quick service dining plan, are they offering the free Disney dining at all around that time? Do you guys know?
In May 2nd is the rumor dining offer will come out. When are your travel dates?
We're going down in October, so I know that's a little far away.
Yeah, so it'll be, I hear, again, complete speculation. I could totally be wrong. In fact, everyone who's listening right now should just go do something else for 30 seconds so they don't have to hear me lie blatantly through my teeth. It should come out next Thursday for Disney Visa cardholders, and the following Monday or Sunday for everyone else. It'll start April or August 15th, and the end travel date will be sometime either in very late September or early October. That part isn't yet done.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Karen, Mr. Magic MPH in chat room is saying you can all have special services take care of making sure you get a medically necessary room assignment if you need one.
Okay.
So just be sure to ask for one.
Okay. That sounds like a great idea. I will definitely do that. I love you guys. We listen to you guys all the time, and we even listen to your archived shows just so we can hear them over again to get good ideas.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Karen.
One more question I have. The weekend rate at the hotels, is how much higher is that? Do they go higher for the weekend rates at the resort?
$10 or $15 a night.
Yeah. Fridays and Saturday nights only, I think, right?
Yeah.
Sunday through Thursday nights are one price, and then Friday and Saturday nights are a little bit more. And depending upon the hotel, the category, it can range anywhere from 10 or 15 to God knows whatever they're going to plan on doing this year. Who knows?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You guys are always a great help to us.
Thank you for listening, Karen. Appreciate it.
Karen, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our number.
I don't know where those accessible rooms are in Pop. I know where they are in All-Star Music, I think it is, but
Music.
I don't know where they are in Pop.
Yeah. Also, one other thing. I know many of you are listening from many different places in the country, but I think it's really cool. I think Newell will agree with me that Becky Mencken of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is listening from her flight somewhere above Colorado.
Yes.
On Virgin America. So that is pretty cool.
That is awesome.
You're like D.B. Cooper over there.
407-278-5939 is our phone number.
And Amy, yes, call in. I want to hear how your voice sounds.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jessica from Lethbridge, Massachusetts.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
How's it going?
Good. What's up?
I was just having a question about the marathon in January. I've never run before and was thinking of doing it. any information about it?
Wait, I know your question. Wait, I know your question. It's 26.2 miles.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Jessica. Who's next? what's your question, Jess?
What's your question?
What would you like to know, Jess?
Just any information for a first-time runner would be great, besides how many miles.
Okay. Let's see if we can, be efficient with this. Have you ever run? Have you been a runner at all lately?
No, I'm going to start training now.
Yes, you need to start training now. The first thing you may I would suggest is that you go to your local bookstore and take a look at all the books that talk about how to go from. I think there's one book called Going from a Couch Potato to a Runner or something like that. And take a look at all the books. Take your time. Invest some time. Take a look at their training methods and decide which one would best suit your lifestyle, your schedule. And then immediately sit down and start training, because we're talking April right now, and you need to do some serious training. Suggestion and recommendation, and I'd like Len to chime in on this, is that rather than go with a marathon, I would say try a half marathon first.
Okay, my husband was thinking of the Princess Half Marathon.
Oh, you mean in March? Yeah, that was actually, that's probably, if you were going to do your first half marathon, my recommendation would do the Princess, because the weather's going to be better. There won't be that many people. You won't be as intimidated as you would be in January. It won't be crowded. So, and also it gives you a little bit more time. So I would say, Len ran the Princess half. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it quite a bit. I think it's a great event. It's, what were the 16,000 people? It was
14,500. No, it was 14,500 at the Princess. And it was like close to 20,000
neither event is small. To Mike's point, the weather is much better in March. It was still chilly out there. It was still like 40, 45 degrees, I think. But it was actually snowing or sleeting when Mike ran the half in January. The advantage, Jessica, of doing the half marathon is you could probably train for you definitely have enough time to train for a half marathon. I don't know if you have enough time to train for a full marathon, unless you walked and ran it between now and then. But if a half marathon is a reasonable amount of training. It's no more than an hour a day, like 4 days a week. You could fit that into almost any kind of lifestyle.
Yep.
I think give the half marathon a shot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. That's what is holding me back from the full, is that I don't know if I have enough time to train for that.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. We're going to try to get Len back here. You good? Len, are you there?
Sorry.
Much better, much better. We'll take our next call. It's Kim from Pittsburgh, and she claims she has a funny story. So, ooh. Kim, we're putting you on the spot here.
Kim just got home yesterday.
Okay. I just got home yesterday, and during my trip, as I was doing the morning sprint up the hill to Soren, I'm going up, and I'm like chugging up the hill, going to get my fast pass, get on the ride. I hear this guy next to me say, "So that guy from this stupid book told us to do this first."
Awesome.
He's like, awesome.
How dare they talk about Lou like that?
Sometimes I started laughing to myself because this was a solo trip, so I figured I didn't want people to think I was too crazy. But I just was thinking, oh, poor Len.
He meant Bob, clearly. Clearly he meant Bob.
Probably Bob. Yeah, he meant Fred. Bob. Sorry, Liz. But I was just, and it was an amusing part, amusing for the morning, just chugging up that little hill.
Stupid guy.
I wanted to turn to him and say, you don't realize how right he is, because...
If he was him at noon, he'd been like, oh, this is the best day ever. Oh, this is the best. I love this day, and I love this book.
I was not real good at getting out of bed quite early enough to be like in the beginning of the line.
Yeah.
Because as a solo, you just don't have that extra sort of like push to get yourself going. Yeah. At least that's what I need. But I had a good time, did a lot of firsts, did my first hoop-de-doo.
I do like it.
A lot of fun. And I stayed at Beach Club Villas for five nights.
I'm staying there in May. It was good.
It was great. Well, my room was great. It was like right off the elevator. I could see illuminations from my little balcony.
Cool.
So a couple of nights I just, and you could hear everything perfectly, hear the music and the narration perfectly from where I was. I was in room 222. It was perfect.
Awesome.
And I just had a very good time. I did not follow the one tenet of the book, though. I did not train real well before I went, and
Whisters.
I was a little slower than I should have been.
Tired?
Yeah, a little tired. A few more naps than I had intended, but it was a good trip. We had really good weather, except for a couple of days of rain, which wasn't too bad. But all in all, good trip. But I just thought I had to tell you the story so you can tell Bob that he has his attraction.
Yeah, I might spare his feelings and not say anything. But
Okay.
He doesn't listen to the show either, so.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to the show either. Yeah. The funniest thing was I was reading a review of the book on Amazon.com when I got mentioned by name in the book, and I was like, this was yesterday. I'm like, oh, that's cool, because I'm still amazed that people know who I am, right? Because after all these years, I still think it's kind of fun. So hearing that, really brings me down to earth. It's great.
I'm glad. We've got to keep you grounded, Len.
Exactly. I'm going to stay grounded. He's like, that was a little short-lived buzz of excitement. I'm pretty nervous about that. Right, cool. Thanks, Kim.
Good night.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kim. 407-278-5939. I'll try to put you through.
407.
407-278-5939.
He only says it 90 times a show.
All right, go ahead, Len.
Mention the name Rosebud and we'll put you through.
Then I got to clear the lines to get him a spot over here. Sorry, Tyler and Trish calling. We'll get you soon. Let's take
it. They were our 1 millionth caller, and they had a full shot.
We had that great practice to give them, too.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys. How you doing? This is Stu from State College, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Stu.
So, listen, we always do Walt Disney World kind of commando style. Like, the last time we went was probably about 2 years ago. And typically what we've been able to do is we'll go down during, when they offer the free dining thing, we'll buy the minimum park ticket that we can, and then as soon as we get there, we upgrade to annual passes. And then pretty much from there, we usually can knock off like 3 or 4 trips. So we did that 2 years ago, and we're trying to do it again this year. So I guess what my question is what the heck is going on with Disney? They haven't really announced the new free dining thing yet. Anybody have any ideas or inside information as to what's going to happen with that?
Len?
Thanks to, is Len there?
Yep.
Yep. Len, go ahead.
Go ahead, Len.
So free dining, if it comes out. So I've heard two things on free dining. One thing I heard was that everyone is going to get the quick service option. So whether you're staying at a value, a moderate, or deluxe, you'll get the quick service option. So I've heard actually that from two different sources. The other thing I heard is that this can be the traditional tiered free dining, where if you stay at a value, you get quick service, and if you stay at moderate and deluxes, you get the standard dining plan. Those are the two things I've heard on it.
And Stu, the date, the rumored emphasis on rumored date is May 2nd for that package to possibly come.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw they just released. They just released on the Disney Rewards card, the Disney Visa card, that the kids stay, dine, and eat free. But the issue is if you get that free park ticket for the kids, that's not upgradable, right? Because it's free.
I think I still think you can upgrade it. I don't know why they wouldn't let you upgrade it. It would just be the difference. They're always willing to take more money.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it'll be an issue for that. I'm thinking maybe it might be an issue if you want to like apply it towards an annual pass, but it should be a regular ticket.
Well, no, that's what I was thinking. I mean, if you got like a kid's free ticket, like a 4-day ticket, you couldn't take that value and put it towards like an annual pass.
If you're buying go ahead, Len.
Why wouldn't you be able to? Why wouldn't you be able to?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be I don't think it'd be a problem. It's just a regular ticket. You're paid for it. It's not like it was free by any means. It's just,
and as Len said, they're not going to refuse your money.
Yeah. Always, Stu. Always believe in the power of asking, because you never know what you'll get.
Yeah.
Right.
So you should
right.
definitely.
Hey,
go ahead.
But one other thing, Mickey's Not So Scary. Mm-hmm. So So, you know, I guess, you know, we're kind of hoping that, like, by the time we get through our first trip, which is going to be like the end of August, we're kind of thinking we're going to go back the end of October, beginning of November, which will put us there on actually on Halloween weekend. Is that just like something we should completely avoid, or is that something worth ponying up like the 60 or 65 bucks or whatever it is to actually go on Halloween night?
Have you ever gone to the Not So Scary before, Stu?
Have not gone to Not So Scary. I've been to the Mickey's Christmas, but we've not done Not So Scary. So, but I have a 7 and a 9 year old, and basically we're going to be in Disney instead of trick or treat. So I was going to kind of try to appease them by going that night.
How many days will you be in Walt Disney World?
Oh, we'll probably blow out a week.
The thing is that it can be much more crowded on Halloween itself than a couple days before.
And expensive.
And more expensive. If you want to do it, if that's what you want to do, you know, you want to substitute trick or treating, go and you'll have fun, right? I'm not saying it's going to be bad. I'm saying the only thing I would say is, you'll have far fewer people and shorter lines for the attractions if you go 2 days earlier. That being said, it's not actually Halloween, so you'll still have to do something with your kids. Yeah, go on Halloween. I would. If it was me, I'd go on Halloween anyway.
Okay, even though we're going to have to pony up, like, you know, $65 times four, even though we have annual passes?
Yeah, because you haven't been there before, Stu, especially, I think it's more worth it.
I used to be against it. I used to think it wasn't worth it. I went with my daughter last year. She loved it. I can totally see spending the money. I mean, dude, I understand that's like 2 or 3 weeks worth of groceries for most families.
Right.
If you got the money and you're staying there for a week, if you can swing it, yeah, I think it's a hoot. I think it's a lot of fun. I would get there as early as possible. Get there like at, you know, 5 or 6, and stay as
right,
as
right.
You can, get as much candy as you can, ride as many rides as you can. But it's definitely a lot of fun.
Stu, just
the other thing I would say is do whatever the kids want to do. Just let them, you know, they want to ride Splash Mountain 6 times in a row, you know, and you're going to get as wet as a salmon. Dude, ride Splash Mountain 6 times in a row and get as wet as a salmon.
Stu, just for your information, last year the price for Halloween for adults was $68.16, and for children it was $61.77. So just keep that in mind. That was on Halloween. My guess is that you're probably going to be knocking on $70, close to $70 for adults, if not over 70. And children are probably going to be around 65 this year for Halloween night.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's good stuff. And look, one final question. We're probably going to be planning between 4 or 5 trips. Is there any way to hook up with a net to do that? Or, like, if I go into the Mouse Fan Travel, just the regular thing, they're just going to shoot me off to someone else. If I actually wanted to use a net, is that possible?
A net really works just with groups right now, and she's kind of handling some oversight stuff. But I'll let you know that there's lots of great travel agents over there, and you shouldn't feel slighted if you're using any of the other ones. They're very talented. Yes, Stu, I've used other people other than Annette, because Annette's too busy even for me sometimes, because, you know, she's working on a lot of different things, and they're all very, very, very talented, and really can't go wrong with any of them. But if you have any issues, just, of course, you know, shoot us an email, but I guarantee you won't have an issue at all.
Okay, that's great, guys. Thank you. And just in review, if I heard right, the rumored date is May 2nd for them to release the dining thing?
Emphasis on rumored, but yes.
Yeah, rumored.
Emphasis on rumored. And that was tiered, like value is quick service and like moderate or deluxe would be regular. Is that right?
That part is really special.
Yeah, Stu, check out.
For May 2nd, I mean, I'd be one that bet's going to happen May 2nd. I don't have any doubts about that.
Stu, check out the blog at touringplans.com. Len has a whole write-up about the rumor over there. You can definitely check out what's on tap.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Thanks, Stu.
Oh, hi, guys. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Kathleen from Lexington, Massachusetts.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hello. I just got back from the world yesterday. I'm already wanting to go back.
Nice.
I had two things I wanted to say. One was about the children's activity centers. You had questions about that before. And I just wanted to tell people that my six-year-old son loved the Sandcastle Club and Simba's Clubhouse. Because basically, he hates the idea of sitting still for a restaurant meal. So, you know, we wanted to go to Le Cellier. I had a reservation. He didn't want to go to that. I'm like, okay, Sandcastle Club, great. He loved it. Loved it. In fact, he thought it was better than most of the rides at Epcot.
Wow.
So I wanted to pass that on to parents who are wondering about it because, you know, they feed them. They're happy. It's 2 hours, and it's not that expensive. I know some people say it's expensive, but babysitting in Massachusetts costs $11 an hour anyway, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that was one thing. And the other thing is we went to Le Cellier for dinner, and the night before we actually did a walk-up to the Yachtsman. And I have to tell you, maybe Le Cellier was having an off night. The steak was bad.
Really?
It was bad. I don't know what happened, but everything was oversalted. And the piece of the New York strip that I got was tough. So I don't know if it's just that any restaurant can have a bad night, but Yachtsman was 100% better. So, I don't know.
Really? Yachtsman?
I know. I was surprised. We walked up because we were having a thunderstorm, and we were like, I'm not leaving the resort. So we walked up, and they had a reservation, but the steak was excellent. Expensive, but excellent. And then the next night, we're at Le Cellier, and I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. So I hope they were just having an off night, but I was wondering if you guys have been recently and, you know, if it was just, I don't know, just an off night.
I've been in, I think we all went in December. I mean, they had a little service hiccup, but the food I thought was...
But the food was good. Yeah, so we just have been unlucky. But anyway, those are the two things that I wanted to pass on. And I wanted to say thank you so much, because this podcast has made my trip so much better, and touringplans.com and the unofficial guide, of course. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate it.
Good night.
Thanks for the report. Very interesting. We always like hearing about how things go, and certainly we... and I had some questions about the kids' stuff, so thank you very much.
But especially, yeah, I would say give it a try, because my kid thought that was as much fun as most of the things at the world.
All right. Well,
okay.
we'll definitely
bye.
Send Newell there the next time. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
407-278-5939. Anything for research, right, Newell?
That's right. If it helps the show, I'm in.
I thought the meal we had at Le Cellier last time, I mean, literally, I thought every single thing that we tried was above average. I thought the time before I thought it wasn't that good. I'll have to go back and try Yachtsman. I'm excited for my next trip though. I'm actually seeing Beach Club Villas, Wilderness Lodge Villas, and apparently club level at Coronado Springs.
Cool. Nice.
Well, the interesting thing about this club level at Coronado Springs, so you know normally you get cordials and wine at club level in the other hotels?
Right.
It's a cash bar at Coronado Springs.
Mm. It's like your cousin's wedding that you don't want to go to.
That's exactly what I said. It's like, cheap wedding. What are we doing here?
Also, we have our next caller on the line. It's Trevor from Virginia. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Outstanding. What can we do for you?
Well, I was thinking about maybe renting some points to go to a DVC resort. And I didn't know if anybody had any suggestions on a resort that would maybe be great for, like, a younger kid.
How young?
Just about 2.5.
I would say...
Mainly for the parents, too, of course. So.
I was going to say maybe one of the Animal Kingdom Lodge resorts, Trevor, simply for the Savannah view, so you get that animal... See, they watch the animals, and that alone is like entertainment in itself for the kids. They'll love it.
Right.
Yeah, and great. Yeah.
Do you think a one-bedroom really kind of would accommodate four adults and a kid then?
No, I'll get two-bedroom.
Two-bedroom? Okay. And then how early?
Yeah.
I was thinking about maybe like late June. Is that probably too late to...
This June?
Something like that? Yeah, this June.
Well, the good thing is Animal Kingdom Lodge has a lot of capacity, so that's not one of the first resorts to fill up, but you should probably get on that, like, tomorrow.
Yeah. and you can't usually work with a travel agent, correct, for that?
No, DVC is DVC.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you, Trevor.
Have a good evening.
Thanks. wow, Newell, it started raining over here, and it sounds just like the beginning of the deluge scene from The Seas.
And it rained. And it rained.
It's just rained. Like someone flipped a switch. Wow. we have our next caller. It's Rhonda from Canada. And Rhonda,
help
I apologize.
Me, Rhonda.
I hung up on
help,
you before because
me,
we were trying to get Len on. So here you go.
Hello.
Hello. You. Yes, you're on.
Hi,
the air.
Rhonda.
You sure you didn't hang up
well,
on her
actually,
again?
Actually, it's the husband. Will that do?
That'll do.
Rondo. It's Rondo.
No, I'm going to get in trouble because I have no idea that she was calling in, and I don't know what her question was. But I have two comments. One, you guys are the best podcast around.
Thank you.
And the second one is, did Mike Newell know that Rush is on tour this summer playing the entire Moving Pictures?
Oh, heck yeah, I knew.
No.
Yep.
So check out Rush.com for tour dates.
Yeah, the one day that they're going to be in my area, I'm going to be on the Magic Meets cruise, so I'm going to miss out.
Oh, poop.
When is they, wait, hold on. Where do you, where's tour information?
I use the Rush Backstage Pass. That's their legal, their official website.
I'm so taking Hannah for anywhere near Greensboro.
Oh, heck yeah, you should.
And if you're interested, in Iron Maiden's touring this summer, too, so...
Oh, nice.
And Iron Maiden. Oh, this, it's going to be the summer of metal, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, that's too funny.
Playing the summer of metal.
Nice. Thank you, Mr. Rondo.
So that was it.
Oh, cool.
No problem. Thank you.
If you see them, let me know. Let me know how they're doing.
407-278-5939. Always appreciate the hard rock updates.
Yes. Well, hey, you know, we got to keep up to date. You know, me and Medina, you know, we're old metalheads from the old days.
Speaking of your boys, Newell, it's Keith from Long Island. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
My wife and I are coming down next month, and we're staying at Scopa Towers. And we booked a preferred view room. Now, I heard that with some of the rooms that you might be able to get a view of, like, Wishes. I know it's not a full view. I'm not Wishes. I'm Illuminations. Any recommendation on, like, room numbers that I can request?
Yeah, you can actually – there's a certain – I believe it's in the 50s where you can – I think it's – I'm not sure which building it is. I want to say I don't know which building. There's a building, Keith, where you can actually go out and you can actually watch Illuminations and you can see Wishes from the same spot.
Okay.
But I don't know where. I believe it would be facing, if I'm correct, I think you're facing the Hourglass. Is it Hourglass Lake? Something like that?
Yeah. Wait. So you're facing south, right? Because you're facing Hollywood Parkway and Epcot.
Right. Right.
All right, so it'd be south-facing buildings in the 70s and 90s. South-facing rooms in the 70s and 90s.
I've seen it from the 50s too.
You've seen it from the on the one building from the 50s.
Yeah, because I remember one night I did a podcast with you guys and I had my window open and I was watching it while I was podcasting in my room.
So it would be. So if you're looking at the map, it's the one building from the 50s in that lower left-hand side. So that's, I think, the B building. Or it'd be any of the south-facing rooms in the 70s or 80s. You don't want the 90s. 70s, 80s, 50s.
Yeah, don't want the 90s.
You can also do the south-facing building of the 60s. That's right on the lake, too. My concern with the... with the building in the 60s, though, is you're looking right across at the other unfinished buildings in Hourglass Lake. So, south-facing rooms in the 80s, south-facing rooms in the 50s, I think you're okay. Oh, I see why you're okay in the 50s. You're okay in the 50s because you're looking right through the hole in the other rooms.
Yeah, and there's no trees. There aren't that many trees.
Yeah, that's why. So the 50s is probably like the one spot that you're able to do that. So it's like 50,
okay, but isn't the 60s section the only preferred area? There's preferred in other sections besides the 60s? I thought it was only in the
60s. No, there is, too. Yeah. 50s and 70s have, I think 70s may have a few, too. I'm not too sure.
Oh, really?
Right on the end.
Yeah.
Right on the end.
Okay, so either the 50s or the 70s, but preferably not the 60s. I should be okay, and I should be able to see it. If I'm on a non-first floor room also, I assume, yeah.
Yeah. Third floor facing south. And you want to face exactly south. Okay. Worst case scenario is you just kind of walk around your building to face south.
Nice.
Beautiful.
That goes.
I will definitely do that. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Keith.
Have a good night.
407-278-5939 is our number, and lots of calls. Keep them coming, guys. There's going to be plenty of time for these calls to get in. We'll have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Emily from Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, Emily.
How you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I started listening to you guys while I was pregnant and feeling bad I couldn't ride the rides. And so when we had a little girl, we finally got to go. And I was a little bit feeling bad that everyone said, don't take a child that young. It would be terrible. But I tell you, 6 months is the ideal age, in my opinion. Because 6 months old, they can finally wear sunscreen, so you don't have to worry about them getting burned. And they're too young to want the souvenirs. And they don't really need to crawl around or walk around yet. They're still just sitting there. So they're just happy to people watch. And it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
And she loved Pirates of the Caribbean, Small World, the train, the boat ride to the Floridian Hotel, and Toy Story Mania.
Of course.
So.
Really, who doesn't like Toy Story Midway Mania at this point?
That was a long line, but she enjoyed it.
Cool.
And Snow White's a little too jerky, I think. I think they should just scrap that ride.
Wow.
And I also have to say, we had the food credits, but we stayed at All-Star for part of the week, and it was kind of a zoo at the cafeteria. But we would use the quick service at Polynesian to eat Tonga Toast and get Dole Whips, and that was a lot more fun. And it's the same points. So I encourage people to ditch the All-Star cafeteria. It's not the best, in my opinion. But anyway, but I love the show, love the unofficial guide, and keep up the work.
Great. Thank you, Emily. Appreciate the report.
Yeah, have a good time.
Thank you.
Thanks, someone. Bye. Good luck with the baby.
That's awesome.
I just finished the next revision of the unofficial guide, the one that comes out, I guess, 6 months from or 6 months from January. So what, June, July? Dear God.
Wow.
It's like the book is just constantly updated at this point. Yeah. So I did, and this one should have all new photos up front. It's got just my revisions, so my team's revisions. So Henry helped out with a bunch. Fred did some really cool stuff. Well, you'll have to see it. I won't spoil the surprise, but Fred did some really cool stuff with this one. But it ended up being about just 45 pages of new material going into the book, and then Bob and other people had it. It's going to be probably 120 pages of revisions.
Wow.
When you look at it on an 800-page book, so.
That's definitely worth it, though. You can tell every year. Very nice. We have next on the line, Tyler and Trish are on the line. Hey, Tyler and or Trish.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. Guys, it's Trish.
Hey, Trish. Hey, Tyler.
I just have a couple questions. We're headed down in 32 days, and we are staying at Port Orleans Riverside, and we've stayed there twice now. Last time we requested Building 90 and did not get it.
Oh.
We ended up in Alligator Bayou. And so we really want to stay in the mansions again this time, and I'm wondering if I should just request the mansions in general, or can I specifically request 90, and do you think I'll get it?
So I would request the mansions, just to be specific about it, and then say if you can't get that, then you'll stay in any of the mansions. But tell them you've already stayed in Alligator Bayou.
So let them know we didn't prefer the bayou.
Yeah, right. Let them know that you were there before, and you've been there before, and you're returning. I think that would really strike a chord with them if you let them know that you're coming back.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. And then another question I have is, we're going to go to Blizzard Beach, and we have annual passes. And should I buy the passes at the park, or can I buy them somewhere else ahead of time?
You can. If you're at the resort, if you're at Riverside, and there's no line at the concierge desk, just go buy them there. Otherwise, there are automated ticket machines right at the entrance to the water parks, and those are lickety-split fast. Those are really quick.
And you can use your annual pass discount there?
Good point. I don't know what the annual pass discount. No, so you have to go to concierge for that.
Okay.
Good point. So that's a great point, actually. Do that.
Okay. And then another question is, we're driving this time. We've flown the last two times. and wondering, there's a Walmart in Kissimmee. We're thinking about picking up some groceries. Does anybody know anything about that? And does it have groceries?
Yeah, there's a Super Walmart on 535. That's the closest one.
Yeah.
It's if you're coming out of
I actually just recommended this Walmart in the new book.
Wow. There you go.
Oh, good.
If you're depending on how you come there, it's on Route 535. So if you could do a Google Map search, you'll see it over there, Trish. And okay. It's about probably about 10 minutes away on a car ride. It's not very difficult. You just come off property, take a right, depending on which way you come, and it's literally right on the right hand side of the road. They have lots of great Disney stuff there for cheap. Also, if you're looking for cheap souvenirs, but it's a Super Walmart, so it has a grocery aspect as well as a regular old Walmart aspect.
Great. And then Tyler wants to know if Lynn is going to be in the world between May 30th and June 9th.
Yes. I will be there Memorial Day weekend. So I will be there the 29th, 30th. I'll be there actually late the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Okay, great. We hope we run into you.
I will, for updates. I don't have a complete schedule yet, but as soon as I do, I will, I'll let you guys know. We'll meet in the park. We'll say hey.
That'd be great. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trish and Tyler.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. Lots more calls. Going to the next one on line two. Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Brett Minnick.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
Get a quick question for you guys. I already kind of have an opinion on this, but I want to see what you guys think. What do you feel is the best bar in Disney World?
Ooh. Mm. Well, what do you think?
Well, if I say
I'd have to give it to the Tune In Lounge because of the food. They know how to make it good on Long Island, and you can get a peanut butter and jelly shake.
Nice. One.
I like the appetizers at Victoria Falls, but I gotta say I like La Cava Del Tequila. Although I haven't had any of the food there yet.
Yeah, Victoria Falls at Animal Kingdom is a great little bar over there because it's just I like bars where it's kind of sedated sometimes. The great thing about Tune In Lounge, obviously, is that you get to order off the prime time menu, and you also get a full selection of drinks. But it can get very crowded in there depending on the time of day, and it's hard sometimes to get a spot. So, in which case, it's kind of – that might be an issue. But for resort ones, Victoria Falls is a great option if you haven't checked that one out yet.
Hey, Brent, you know what's a really great bar?
Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yeah. But go ahead, Noel.
You know where Yeehaw Bob plays is a fantastic bar.
Yeah, Port Orleans French Quarter.
Yep. I don't know where you're staying, Brent, but the one over there is fantastic. Of course, when Bob's playing, it's even better.
There you go.
Exactly.
Good. 407-278-5939. We have our next call on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Darlene from Buffalo, New York. How are you?
Hey, Darlene.
We are going down to the world in February of 2011, and we're staying at Beach Club. And I'm wondering what you suggest. We're going the first day. It's going to be a Friday. And I just want to hang around at the boardwalk. I love the venue. What do you suggest for meals for the day?
The boardwalk. Okay, you have to start breakfast breakfast at the bakery.
Ooh, that's what I was thinking.
See, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Lunch. Oh, I know what dinner is, but lunch, ESPN?
Ooh, okay, husband likes fare.
And then dinner, if you guys haven't seen it yet, there's a chef's table at Flying Fish now.
Oh, that's the new one, isn't it?
It is an incredible experience. One of our team members got to do it, and I talked to him, Sam Genoway, who does the architecture stuff in the Color Companion at Walt Disney World, did it last month. In fact, he had asked to. Apparently, they had set up the table, but they got all the hardware and the infrastructure in to do the chef's table thing, and he saw it there and asked if he could sit there, and they weren't actually going to announce it for like another 2 weeks. So he was one of the first people to actually sit there. And the chef came over and said, you know, frankly, we put this table in not knowing if anyone's going to want to do it. You know, and you walked in and wanted it right away, and it was great. He said it was a great experience. So definitely try that. He said it was a lot of fun, a lot of personal attention, a lot of special food. Give it a try.
Oh, cool. I will. Now, I have another question. I'd like to go and check out, like, the Grand Floridian and stuff. Can I take the monorail from, like, anywhere over there over to Grand Floridian? Because we wanted to check out the Polynesian, too.
Yeah, you just have to take the resort monorail.
The resort monorail.
From where are you staying?
Beach Club.
Yeah, so you'll take it to the... Well, how are they going to do that? They're going to walk through Epcot?
You could do that.
Yeah, you're going to have to... Yeah, the best way is to go either take the bus to the Magic Kingdom and then and then get on the monorail at that point.
I would do that.
Yeah, or walk through Epcot and take the monorail that way.
The bus is probably your best bet. That wait for the Epcot monorail can be quite long.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Have a great time.
I did a faux pas. I said that... Yeehaw Bob is at Port Orleans French Quarter. He's actually at Riverside. I should know better, considering I've been there one or two times.
Did they beat you up in chat about it?
Yes, Andre Wiley, the patron saint of the Port Orleans resorts, beat me up about it.
He's allowed.
Bob will beat you up when he sees
that's
you.
That's true. He will.
Nah, he'll just bring you up on stage and make fun of you.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Tina from Texas.
Hi, Tina.
All my exes live in Texas.
No, I'm a current.
Oh, hey.
Very nice. What can I do for you?
I have a question. A couple of years ago when we went, they had like a purse. You could hire someone that works for Disney to go around to the different worlds with you to help you, you know, see things maybe that everybody else would miss. And I wondered if they were still offering that service.
They do. They have the it's pretty expensive, just so you know. It's not like it's going to be like $10 extra or something.
Right.
Yeah, I see them all the time. They're guest services. You can hire them, and they basically, they walk around with you, really, is what they do. For whatever reason. I'm not sure on prices or anything like that. I imagine you can call Disney. I want to say it's probably 407. WW Play is probably the best place to start for that.
Okay.
They can direct you if that's not the right number, but you can definitely book something, but it's a pricey line. Have you heard any numbers on what that runs?
I know that I thought it was like 100 or 125 an hour, minimum 6 or 8 hours.
Wow.
I did a newsletter article on this a few months ago, and it's very, 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 very expensive.
Do you have the
magic?
You have the number 407-939-6244?
Yeah, I said 407 WW Play. I'm not sure if that's what the play thing is, but I'm not sure which number it is. But if that's the right number, then I stand by that.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
May I ask why you're interested in that?
I don't ride very many rides, and my daughter does. And so I was just thinking about getting someone, you know, possibly to ride with her on the bigger rides.
Oh, I take it she's a younger child?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she's much braver than I am.
It might be cheaper for you to fly a friend, but
yeah, it might actually. It probably is cheaper for you to bring somebody along.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like it. I didn't realize it was quite that expensive. But
yeah, and Mike Newell's rates are much cheaper than that. So
I have I have the rates, Tina. If you'd like to know, when I did this. Sure. I talked with someone who actually does these tours. The standard tour is $175 an hour with a six-hour minimum.
Ooh.
And that's for a Disney resort guest. A non-Disney guest is $195 an hour with a six-hour minimum.
Wow.
In a peak season, it goes up. I won't tell you. It's just ridiculous. I won't tell you. But it's really – yeah. It's and the number is 407-560-4033. These are called Disney VIP tours.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. And you guys, thanks. Y'all have the best podcast out there, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate hearing that.
Uh-huh. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our number. And I can't help it, Newell, but my boy, Steve Medina, is on the line. Hey, Steve.
Oh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You promised, Matt.
Yeah, remember what tomorrow's show says.
Yeah, I know, I know. So, Steve, we're you're totally screwing up tomorrow's show.
Yeah, Steve. Now we got to re-record the whole intro tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
All because of you.
Hey, you know who's coming in concert is the Scorpions and Rat down here in Miami.
I heard about them touring. Yeah, that's awesome. Rat's got a new album that they're promoting, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it's too funny.
I can't believe the Scorpions are still touring. It's amazing.
It's their final tour. I think they're like 70 years old.
I saw them in the Blackout tour. I had to be, what, 82? Oh, my God. I'm dating myself.
Wow. I was 13 years old back then, buddy.
Me too.
Ay, no. Dios mío.
Hey, listen, I have a question for Len. Len, is it possible, like, you know, I prefer going when the park is as empty as possible. What are the top three least busiest weekends of the year?
Wow, that's a great question. I, I'd have to look into it. Least busy?
Oh, that's, I could think of one. Tell Len, what about like the weekend, the first or second weekend just before or 2 weeks before Christmas, where everybody is home doing all their last minute Christmas things? No,
like after reunion.
I hate to get quartered on. Let me ask Fred. My guess is that one of them is probably in September. One of them is probably in January or February, and I don't know when the other one would be, but. Yeah. And Fred, I know Fred's working on something like this, so let me ask him.
Yeah.
Steve, weekend I used to always come down was the first full weekend in February. I always found was dead. It's typically like
the weekend before President's Day weekend.
No, I think it's even like 2 weekends before. It's usually like the weekend before the weekend of the Super Bowl. Like it's like right around that time of year, that first full weekend in February. And that was always a dead time of the year. And Len mentioned January, and obviously with the exception of New Year's week and Martin Luther King week, those other weeks are real dead.
Maybe the last weekend of January, Steve. Maybe that would be one to focus on.
Well, like a couple of years ago, I used to go a lot during Martin Luther King's weekend because I would have a baseball tournament up there. But with as the years went by, it started getting more and more busier because of they would have the collegiate cheerleading championships, which I'm not complaining. It was, not a bad company to have out there, but it just throughout the years, it just started getting more and more busy around Martin Luther King's birthday. They also had that the Al Joyner thing that they used to have.
Well, the Al Joyner thing, though, is only a few thousand people. I mean, you wouldn't even know that's a couple thousand people.
Yeah. Listen, I got one more question for you. Something I was just thinking about earlier this afternoon. If you guys could have a Disney tattoo put on yourselves, what would it be, and where would you put it? I'll do like other. I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a good one. Bye.
I'd get a Minnie Mouse tattoo and put it on Medina.
Len, you already have a Disney tattoo, don't you?
I already have a Mickey Mouse tattoo.
Yes.
And my friends have not seen it. No, just kidding. It's on my right ankle, above my right ankle. It's Mickey Mouse with his hands on his hips, the classic pie-eyed Mickey, full color.
What about you, Skip? What do you think?
It would probably be Belle, and it would probably be over my heart, and it would say the
one. I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, come on.
So talking.
Nice. I'd get Hollywood's Boulevard tattooed on my back. The entire back.
You should get the entire thing.
Why not?
And then like all the words to the Star Tours dialogue.
Even better. Love it. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. We have our next caller. And if you're trying, keep going. Don't worry. It'll get easier as time goes on. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Amy from Kentucky.
Hey, Amy.
Amy.
Hi, sorry about my voice.
You sound like you have a cold, Amy.
But, I've got bronchitis.
Aw.
But
But I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about the Eat to the Beat concert lineup. I saw that Rick Springfield was going to be there in November.
Yeah, my wife is so excited for Hanson and immediately tweeted out to Len to go check out Hanson.
She invited me on a date. Awesome.
I saw that.
As long as you're buying.
And I'm totally going too.
Yeah, I went and I saw Nelson.
Yeah, how was that?
Flower and Garden Festival. They were really good.
I've heard they're super nice in person too.
Yeah, they seem like it. They actually sang "Love and Affection" like in the middle of the show, and like in between the Rick Nelson songs, they sang like one of their songs, which is pretty cool.
I saw some of the video that you posted. It looked really, really cool. Yeah, good seats too.
Yeah, I just went right down to the front. I didn't care.
Nice.
I think Boyz II Men and maybe John Secada will probably draw the biggest crowds. Mm. I think.
Yeah.
It's
Billy Ocean.
what's interesting is, I mean, they get these acts and everything, and some are good, some are all right, some are eh. The thing that I think is Universal gets some really good acts for a lot of their things that they bring to the parks. I mean, they get real, you know, maybe not A-listers, but definitely B-listers. You know, they've had LL Cool J, Kelly Clarkson, a lot of contemporary recording artists, and Disney tends to go for not as contemporary. So it depends on, I guess, what you're interested in, obviously. I mean, if you love to hear Jessie's Girl, then obviously you're going to love what Disney does. So I guess it really depends on what you're interested in.
What's wrong with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy?
So it depends on, I guess, what you're interested in also. So
yeah, they look pretty good. I would go to any of them. I would go to any of them, really.
Yeah, no, they're good. So people in chat are saying Kelly Clarkson is an A-lister. I don't think so, not anymore. But I could be wrong. Kelly Clarkson's not an A-lister anymore, wouldn't you say?
She totally is.
You think so?
I think she is.
I think she's a B-lister at this point.
Wow.
Just saying.
Matt, this is why your wife messed me up.
It's just a 15-year-old demographic, so.
I like Kelly Clarkson. I mean, but the thing is, right, she's not conformed to the stereotype of, you know, what a pop singer needs to look like, and I give her credit for that.
I think if she
I'd really
had
put a lot of thought into that, haven't I?
Yeah, all right. we're gonna move on from this topic very quickly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it as always.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. 407-278-5939 is our phone number,
and the chat room explodes.
The chat room is having some really interesting responses.
La, la, la.
Anyway, 407-278-5939 is our number. And while everyone's making fun of me in chat and telling me that I'm a horrible person, which I am, I want to remind all of you that our sponsor, who is definitely not horrible, they're awesome, is AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And, of course, we thank AllEars.net for their constant support of these live shows. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Our next caller is on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Darlene again from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Darlene.
I came up with another question.
Oh, cool.
After the cruise that we're going on, we're going to be coming back and staying at probably Port Orleans French Quarter. And my husband has issues with some foods and stuff. Now, I know they serve a lot of Cajun-y foods. Do they also have American, like, normal foods like that they had at Riverside?
Cajun's American.
Like less spice, you know what I mean?
I think that you could find, I think that all the restaurants, Darlene, are trying to find that middle of the road palate, because there are people who just can't handle the spicy food. And an example is Morocco. There are a lot of people who will avoid Morocco because they think that it's going to be very, very spicy Mid-East cuisine, and it's not. So I think that you'd be fine. I wouldn't worry about it at all.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's great. Okay, I think that's it for tonight.
Thank you, Darlene.
You guys are great. Thank you.
We're going to take our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Well, hello, Matt.
Hello.
This is Marvin from New Jersey.
Marvin, the unofficial guy. Marvin just
That's right.
One.
How you been?
Very good.
I've seen you guys since Tent Fest.
Really?
Where have you been?
I was kidnapped.
Hello.
Hello. La, la, la.
How's New Jersey treating you?
It's quite interesting.
Really?
When are you going to come and get me?
Bus fare is expensive these days, bro.
Well, I better go now. I'm being called for cookies.
Cookies? Okay. Say hi to Autumn for us.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Very good, Marvin, showing up on the show.
Oh, I missed him.
Did you hear that, Newell? Marvin was on the show.
I'm seeing in the chat. Totally missed him. Mm. How's he doing?
He's in Jersey. It's kind of rough out there.
Is he at the shore?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, trying to get beat the crowds over there for the summer. You know, wants
nice.
To.
He's living the life.
I guess so. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and the phone lines are open for you to call in with your calls, just like this next caller has. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is JL Noth, NDM number one.
Woohoo! Welcome to the show.
Woo. Oh, thanks. I have a question for you guys. I kind of posted it in the chat room. I didn't really see an answer. I'm a dancer. I like dancing, but now that PI's down and somebody was saying the dance hall is never used except for as a conference type room, is there anywhere to go dancing on WDW property?
We went to Atlantic Dance Hall during Tent Fest on it was either a Friday or Saturday night. it's very much a varied crowd. What kind of dancing are you interested in?
Well, I like hip-hop dancing.
Okay, then you definitely do not want to go there.
What kind of dancing is it?
It's kind of ballroom dancing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a wide, they play all sorts of music, and it's really odd. If you want, I don't know what kind
like
of dancing.
The music they played on the Titanic, let's face it.
Okay, that would not be me. I guess I'm more of kind of like a club scene type thing, but is that all gone?
At Disney property,
yeah. Okay. Booker's not.
Yeah, I mean, City Walk has some decent options for you if you're looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, in the Orlando area, you'd have to start talking about, like, downtown Orlando for other options.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Sorry. Thanks for calling in, though.
I'll get over it.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Yeah, you know, since Pleasure Island really closed, there's for nighttime options, especially for dancing. Not a lot of options. We went to Atlantic City Dance Hall. Fred Hazleton was with us, and it was
a dancing machine. He is.
Yes, he is. I mean, he is. Man, it's hard to keep up with the boy. And Henry was there. Henry couldn't believe it.
I know. If Anne Murray is the Canadian songbird, Fred is the Canadian dance machine.
That's true. He's the Canadian John Travolta, circa 1979.
Beautiful. Yeah.
By the way, Oh, go ahead, sir. I was going to say, speaking of your boys, I want to congratulate Henry for getting engaged.
That's right, to Kate. She's a lovely girl. I asked Henry after she accepted if it was okay that I friended her on Facebook then.
Nice.
You know, just making sure.
We have our caller who called back. Hi, caller.
Hey, Matt, what's going on? This is Sean in Buffalo.
Hey, Sean.
Quick question for you. I'm just planning a trip to Disney and planning to go to the Hoop-de-doo review for the first time in like 5 or 6 years.
Hoop-de-doo.
With my family and my kids. Never sat up top, though, and that's what's available at the time frame. We wanted to go in the balcony in Tier 3 seating. I don't know if any of you guys have ever sat up there. Is that worth it, or should I pay the extra bucks to sit down in front?
I would go for up front. That's just me. I think it's a lot more fun if you're actually – I think it makes you feel part of the show. Guys, when we went – Newell and Len, we sat in section one before, and that's the closest section to the dance. Section two is not bad. you're still on the bottom floor and you're still kind of close to the action. I just think Section 3, you're so far removed because they very, very often, or very little actually, they come up there for anything. I just feel like you're watching the show more, whereas when you're in Section 1 or 2, you're a part of the show, and that's what makes it a lot more interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because they don't have Section 2 available. And last time I went, we sat right up front and we had a ball.
Yeah. So, did you try the later shows, Sean?
Yeah, I got, you know, the little ones. I don't think 9:30 is going to cut it for him, though.
Oh, I can understand that, yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be a little too late. They'll fall asleep. That won't be worth it, so.
Yeah, I just – it's not that I would say don't do it, Sean. I would just say that if I'm looking – if I'm going to a Hoop-De-Doo and I'm going to want to spend the money and everything, I would rather go for Section 1 or 2.
You know, I already booked Section 1, but I was just having double thoughts about wanting to talk to someone who might have been there. So you just verified what I thought, so thank you.
Good. Thank you. I enjoy it.
All right. Go Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, go Kelly Clarkson, indeed. 407-278-5939. She has very catchy songs, is our phone number. And you can call in with your questions. And already hour number one of our April live show done. I know many of you were trying to get through with the phone lines earlier in the evening, but the good news is our phone lines are it's much easier in the second hour to get through. So now is your opportunity to call in with those questions about whatever it may be. Maybe you're looking for your trip later this month, next month, Star Wars weekends, the summer, or maybe you've been looking further down the line than that. Hopefully we can answer those questions for you. Of course, joining me on the air is Mike Newell, Mike Scopa, and Len Testa. And Len is in Philadelphia. And Len, how many cheesesteaks have you had recently?
Actually, I haven't had one yet. I'm trying to go tomorrow, if it's open, to Iron Chef Morimoto's restaurant here in Philly. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll probably grab a cheesesteak on Tuesday or three. I'm trying to lose some weight to improve my running time. So
well, cheesesteaks have a lot of protein.
Yeah, I know they also have a lot of calories too.
Mm, interesting. Well,
going with fish and rice.
Fish and rice. Well, you know what you do is you buy the cheesesteak and then you run up and down the stairs of the art museum over there in Philly, and you're all set.
I'm thinking I could simplify my life by not doing either. might be easier.
Nice.
Might be easier.
We have our next caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jeff from Arkansas.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
I called in last month and y'all helped me out greatly with some recommendations, so I thought I would try again.
Cool. What's on your mind?
Okay, so Matt. First off,
yes.
Star Wars Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen where you have some meets planned for the first week.
Yes.
Are there any plans for the second weekend?
There aren't anything yet on the board, just because there's a lot of people who are coming down. That's why we organized it for that weekend, Jeff.
Okay.
If you're interested in something, just shoot a message over on Studio Central, and I'm sure there's going to be some. I know there's, in fact, there'd be other people that are over there, so maybe we can organize something. That might be fun.
We actually get to Orlando on the 22nd, the Saturday.
Okay.
And you've really messed up my plans here because we're not actually, our reservations don't actually start until the 23rd. So that was a question I had for y'all. Is there any way to like get our park tickets before our reservation starts?
Meaning in what you booked a room package, I take it, right, Jeff?
Yes.
And you're arriving before your hotel?
Yeah, we were going to stay the first night just off site somewhere so we could, you know, be there bright and early to hit the park first thing in the morning.
That's a good Annette question. Fortunately, she's not here.
Kiss Margaret.
Oh.
Len, any ideas?
Off-site.
Yeah, staying off-site, want to use their tickets, but their package doesn't start until the next day.
So a couple places that are close that are off-site that aren't bad. Orlando, the Orlando Vista Hotel?
They have a room package with Disney, which has their park tickets.
Oh.
And they want to use their park tickets before their room stay begins.
No, you can't do it. You have to check in. No, you can't do it.
Mm. Yeah, you might have to. That, you know what, Jeff?
I'm
I was going
to
say,
I thought you already had to take a tour train chicken. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, Jeff, I was going to say, you know what, you might want to do that day. Instead of going to the parks, do some out-of-the-park activities. Go over to Fort Wilderness, check out some of the stuff you can do. There's lots of activities over there. Animal Kingdom Lodge is a great resort to explore. Maybe take a trip around the monorails, try some new restaurants. That might be the day where you kind of explore some non-park stuff to do, Downtown Disney, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, that's what we had actually planned to do sort of that evening when we got there, and now we're planning on we're going to drive straight through instead of stopping halfway overnight. And so we'll actually be there earlier, and I start thinking, oh, well, there's the Star Wars Weekend Meets. And then there's that other podcaster guy who's doing a live thingy in the world.
Oh,
I don't know if y'all know who that is or not, but anyway. So I just thought, you know, it might be something to try, but doesn't sound like it is possible, huh?
Yeah, no, you're going to – I mean, unless you want – it would be really silly of you to pay $79 for park tickets because, you know, you're going to get hosed on the price, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Your best bet is to do that out-of-the-park experience kind of day and try some new things out. There's lots of stuff to do. I don't think you're going to have a problem with that. Just try some different things out at the different resorts, and there's lots of stuff to explore. That's what I would do. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 other questions, but I won't ask them all right now. Lynn, if I can ask you something about the new crowd calendar that you have hinted at.
Go ahead.
I know it's not ready for release yet. So, does it look any different for the end of May? I mean, are there changes to the recommended parks or anything?
I don't really have any details on that. We're trying not to do change recommendations, but I just don't have any details yet. I apologize.
Okay. So
yeah, I'm not even comfortable talking about it just because of the number of questions that we'll generate on it. I probably shouldn't have said anything about it until it was released.
when do you think it'll be ready for live?
Before then, and that's really all I can commit to. But that's I don't want to commit or talk about it or anything like that. When it's ready, we'll put an announcement on the touringplans.com blog, and you'll see it on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, that's cool. I'm excited to hear that you're going to be in the world. We're actually there through the 31st. So.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, look me up when you're there, because I should be able to. I probably won't bring Hannah on that trip, so I'll be able to run from park to park to park and do stuff like that. So I can stay out late and do adult things. So
cool. So are you planning any meets or anything, or are you coming to do research? And this means that it's going to be a really busy weekend.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm definitely coming for research. There might be some special guests that we'll have that weekend coming down to help out for research. So I'll have more on that later, but we're testing some new touring plans. I've got to check out some best room recommendations at a couple of hotels. I've got a couple other things to do. It's going to be fairly packed, but I'll definitely have time to meet up in the parks.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll get off here and let somebody else have a turn. And if it gets really dead, I'll call y'all back.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Cool.
Thanks.
We have our, next on the line is Ryan from Wisconsin. Ryan, it's your turn.
Mangiello, gentlemen.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Matt, before I get into my questions, I actually have a website for you to check out because I know that you have issues pronouncing words from towns in Wisconsin like Oconomowoc, Kaukauna, Green Bay, and whatnot. This is
Green Bay.
Green Bay. I think I got that one down.
This is actually a legit website. It is missfspronunciation.com.
Oh, very nice. Although, Ryan, I have a solution for every single city in Wisconsin. I just say, it's Ryan from Wisconsin, and the problem is solved. But thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
That's my city. It's Sheboygan. It's pronounced as it's spelled. But anyways, I'm not here to correct Matt on his grammar because God knows I need that help too. So actually, I do have a couple of questions. I would have waited until next month, but I'm already in the world next month. We've got one of the Give a Day, Give a Disney Day promotions, and I am looking at using the Fast Pass option because we already got it paid for, and I really don't need an ear pin with all the little tchotchkes and whatever on it. And I'm trying to figure out which park would be best used for that. I'm kind of looking at Hollywood Studios because we're going during the Star Wars weekend, and I figure Hollywood is going to be a lot busier than the other parks, but I'm willing to take any suggestions.
Scopo, what do you think?
Let's see. Which day are you going to be down there?
We're going to be leaving the 25th and coming back on the 30th.
Which day of the week? Do you intend to use
Sunday?
So you could use any of those days for.
Yeah, we can use it. We could go. We're looking at doing studios on that Saturday because of Star Wars weekends.
Okay.
But we can be flexible pretty much any other day.
Are you staying on the property?
We're staying at Port Orleans French Quarter.
Okay, so my first suggestion would be, oh my God, pick a park that's going to have extra magic hour evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would defer to Len as to which day, which park on which day of that week would be the least crowded.
Let me tell you what we're thinking of doing. As far as parks and where we got our ADRs and everything set up, that might help. When we arrive on the 25th, we are going to be doing Magic Kingdom because we got the Wishes dessert party deal.
Okay.
The 26th is going to be Epcot. The 27th is going to be kind of a floater day, just to see some of the stuff outside of the four main parks. The 28th, we're looking at Animal Kingdom, and then the 29th is Studios.
All right, it's going to come down to either Epcot or Magic Kingdom. There's just no way I would use that.
It's just
for Animal Kingdom.
Go ahead, Len. No, I wouldn't do it for the Animal Kingdom. What time are you getting to Magic Kingdom on the 25th?
We are going to be there probably in the mid afternoon. Our flight arrives in Orlando, I want to say noontime. Then we are taking the Magical Depress, so.
Nice.
We could be there anytime between 1 o'clock and 10.
So here's the issue. The issue that with the Give a Day Fast Passes, just like with the birthday Fast Passes, is they divide the Fast Passes you can get into two groups, right? The Donald and the Daisy groups. All of the really good attractions, or the vast majority of the really good attractions, are all grouped together in the Donald.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for example, in the Animal Kingdom, Everest and the safaris are in Donald, and it's tough to be a bug, and Kali River Rapids are in Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to choose between Expedition Everest and Kilimanjaro Safaris, because really no one wants to use Fast Pass for stuff to be a bug. You'll never need it. Mm-hmm. Same thing for the Hollywood Studios. Donald is Rock and Roller Coaster, Toaster Mania, Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror. The Daisy groups like Lights, Motor, Action, Boys of the Little Mermaid, and Star Tours.
And, of course, I want to stay in line for Lights, Motor, Action.
Yeah, I mean, you never have to stay in line for that.
Yes, I know. Well, I was hoping that Sounds Dangerous would be in the Donald group myself, but that's just me.
Right. We should look at this. So I think the Magic Kingdom is actually the best place to use it, which is why I asked whether you could get there in time. So the Donald group is Big Thunder, Pooh, Pan, Space Mountain, and Splash Mountain.
Okay.
Daisy isn't bad, though. Daisy isn't bad because it's got both Buzz Lightyear and Jungle Cruise in it, along with Philhar Magic, which you don't need a Fast Pass for, and Stitch's Great Escape, which you shouldn't even be going on, let alone using a Fast Pass. So I think Magic Kingdom has the best set of choices. The question is,
especially because we're not going to be there at Park Drop. That actually does make some sense.
It does actually. My only concern is if they run out, but they shouldn't run. This is May you're going?
This is in May. Yeah, we're going. We're going just before Memorial Day, the 25th through the 30th.
Yeah, so you might be okay in the afternoon of the 25th, getting fast passes for those attractions. I mean, certainly you're not going to be completely out of fast passes for all of Big Thunder,
Black Mountain, Space Mountain. Some of them will still have fast passes. You know, even if you get there at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So you can use those, and those are instant fast passes, right?
Yeah, those are anytime fast passes. Yeah, from what I've been told.
Yes, yeah, so I'd use it at the Magic Kingdom.
Okay, I've got two more quick questions. I know I'm asking a lot of questions. That's only because the next time you're doing a live broadcast is going to be we're already at the park, and if I would put it in an email, it would be answered sometime in 2017.
Nice.
Quick question. We are staying at French Quarter. We're looking for a place that is, we're looking for a room that's relatively quiet, simply because I figure we're going to be so busy with everything else. Having at least a quiet night, you know, wouldn't be so bad. We don't mind walking if we have to walk a little bit to the bus stops or whatnot. That's fine. What suggestions do you guys have?
Oh my God!
I'm looking at the good book and making my own decision.
Well, I think for French Quarter, go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead. You go first. Because
I like building. So building 3 is really quiet.
Okay.
I like 5.
5 is nice, depending on five kind of. One way faces the Bloom Lagoon pool. The other way faces an interior courtyard. But they're both really close walking to the food court. And
okay.
7, okay. 7 we hear is also really quiet, but 7 the farthest away. 7 and 1 might be the farthest away from the main area. That being said, I mean, it's French Quarter. It's relatively short distance.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. This is the first time we've stayed at Amada. Last time we were at Scopa Tower, so we're actually looking forward to seeing what Amada looks like. Last quick question, and then I'll let you guys go. I want to go to the tequila bar in Mexico. My wife does not like tequila. Len, how can I get my wife to start drinking tequila before we hit Epcot in a month?
Oh, geez.
Did we lose Len?
Yeah, we lose Len.
Yep.
I was going to say, Ryan, one suggestion for your wife. At the tequila bar in Epcot, they have they have obviously all tequilas to try, but they have this like and forgive me, I don't know the name of it. It's this red liquid thing. It's not alcoholic, I don't think. It's just it's like an aftershock kind of thing to cleanse your palate, and it totally 100% kills that nasty tequila aftertaste.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm really, really floored by it. So maybe you might want to check that out as an option for your wife when you guys go down there.
Yeah, because I want to check it out. I'm not a huge tequila drinker, but I figure I'm there. I got the $500 gift card for doing for staying at the Moderate. I've got money to spend. Might as well spend it on booze.
Yeah, there you go. Have fun, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, this is Len Testa. I can't take your call right
now. we should have left a message.
Let's take instead, I will go to Patty from New Hampshire. Hey, Patty.
Hey, how are you guys doing? This is Patty from New Hampshire.
Patty.
Hi. I'm calling. I was at Disney World last week.
Okay.
Thanks. And the crowds were insane.
Okay.
The crowd calendars were off. I mean, it was great. I called to give you feedback because you guys helped me out last time. We were talking about what tickets to buy and stuff like that. If you remember?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, what I ended up, we had 2 annual passes that were just standard annual passes. I was trying to figure out what to do. And I was wondering if Disney would let me just add on to it, the water park annual pass part of it. Or upgrade it or whatever, and they will. They would have let me upgrade it and added it to a premium. But the cost for that was the same as getting a water park annual pass with the Disney Quest add-on. The difference being that the one upgrading me to a premium annual pass would have expired next December when my premium annual pass when my regular annual pass expired. And if I went last week and I bought the water park annual pass, it expires a year from when I first used it. So it expires next April and they cost the same. So that was the solution that I ended up with that.
Okay.
The other thing, like I said, it was the first time I ever paid attention to a crowd calendar in my life. We've always gone to Disney and just kind of winged it. And last Sunday, they had the studios, and I don't think it's, you know, anyone's fault. I just think the crowds were crazy, you know. The studios were at a four, was supposed to be a four, and the studios were supposed to be the best day, and it was just, it was insane.
Yeah, I mean,
couldn't believe the, I couldn't believe the crowds there.
And this was last Sunday?
This was last Sunday.
Because last Sunday there was no Fantasmics. Fantasmics back to being on Saturday, which we made Sunday a great day, because who the heck is that?
Normally it would have been a great day, and it was packed. Everywhere we went, I couldn't believe the crowds. I mean, you couldn't, you know. It was, I would say we went the same week last year, and we walked up to characters all over the place. I went in an American Idol show that was more crowded than when I saw it in December.
Yeah, well, don't forget.
I couldn't believe it.
Don't forget, Patty, that on non-Fantasmic nights, American Idol is going to be crazy crowded, because that's really the nighttime thing to do at that park, because there's no Fantasmic.
It wasn't the night one. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
3 o'clock, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't the last time. In fact, yeah, they were so excited because the girl we saw was so good, they wanted to go back for the 7 o'clock show, and I was like, no. I was just like, no. But we left Epcot on Saturday because it was so hot and it was so crowded. We went back on Tuesday to see everything we didn't see, and by noontime, all the fast passes for Soarin' were gone.
This was Sunday the 18th.
Yeah, last Sunday.
Yep, Sunday the 18th. It was not a four. Believe me, that was what I had printed out from the crowd calendar. It was nowhere near a four. It was probably at least a six, maybe a seven. You know, it was just, it was really crowded. We couldn't get on Tower Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster early. We finally did it right before we ended up leaving, which was the first time that we had a chance to do it. Toy Story Mania fast passes were gone early, too.
Well, that's not unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I appreciate the report, Patty. I mean, certainly, you know, it's always good to get feedback about these kinds of things, and you know, sorry it didn't work out too well for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I don't think it's your fault. What I've heard from other people I talked to, because there were other people there at the same time, is the combination of the specials Disney is running right now.
Yep.
That, you know, and especially for the Florida residents, because it's been so cold that a lot of them haven't gone.
Yeah.
So now they're getting good offers, and the weather warmed up. So now, that's what someone told me anyway, that's probably right now why the crowds were so off. You know, but I was talking to friends I have who worked there and everything, and they, you know, they were saying, it was more crowded than they expected it to be. Like, there was one day, well, the first day we went to Magic Kingdom, which was Monday, they had three ferries running, which, you know, was, you know, later in the week they only had two, and I'm like, why'd they go down to two? That's still just as bad, but, you know, it was just really a lot more crowded than I expected it to be, and not just by the crowd calendar, by historical, you know, when I went there last year, it wasn't like this at all.
Interesting.
Wasn't it school vacation week in most of the country?
It is for Massachusetts, New Hampshire, that's where I'm from, and I think Michigan, too. You know, I thought maybe at first some of it was the Brits that were stuck there thanks to the volcano. But I can't see that having affected at all week. In fact, if anything, by the end of the week, it should have been less crowded when they left and the people who were originally scheduled to come over didn't make it. So
I know that for about three straight years, what I did is I did a little experiment. I would go down. I went down on the third week of April. I actually met Len down there one time. Third week of April, and I went from Thursday of the third week to Wednesday of the fourth week, and I noticed that the third week was very crowded, but the fourth week was not as crowded. It was like a difference of about maybe 25% to 30% number of people. So I'm always telling people stay away that third week in April.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, like next year, Easter happens to fall on the third week in April, so it's going to suck because everyone's going to be off the same time. It's going to be a really bad week to go there. But, you know, I was just, like I said, last year we went and the kids walked up to, you know, any character they wanted to. They basically walked up to and got their picture taken. We had so many, we had so much on the photo pass, and this year we got nothing because there was nothing we were willing to wait for with the crabs the way it was. And I know Thursday the recommendation had been for Animal Kingdom, which I knew that was going to be off because Animal Kingdom was having a lot of Earth Day stuff. So I said, well, they didn't know that ahead of time when they did the calendar. So that one I kind of went into knowing, you know, expecting it to be off, and it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be because we headed and did all the major stuff early.
Right.
But
Well, thanks for the report, Patty. Appreciate it. I mean, it's always good to hear feedback about the park. So hopefully your next trip will be that much better, though.
Yeah, and I guess one more thing about the studios. The early closing hours on some of the things, like the Starring Rolls Bakery, we went to get stuff. We were going to bring it home for the next morning to have for breakfast and all that, and it was closed by 4 o'clock.
Yes, it's only open for breakfast and basically lunch.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that because we were like, and someone else did the same thing, went over to get something, and, you know, it was someone else, another friend of mine who was there from California, and she said the same thing. I said, did you see how early Starring Rolls closed? And she was like, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know you've said it before in your podcast about how they're, you know, tightening up with the cutting Fantasmic and all that, and, you know, it just seems really like it's, you know, shortchanging us when we go. I didn't get to see Fantasmic this week because the only day they had it running that we could really see it was Tuesday, and we had dinner planned with someone else. So,
yeah,
you know, we missed out on Fantasmic. We missed out on, you know, Starring Rolls Bakery. You know, it just seems like, you know, and I'm going to try to send them some feedback on that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You should definitely complain, especially about Fantasmic.
Yeah.
So. Sorry, Patty.
All right. Thank you, guys. No, don't. You guys are great, and you're always helpful. And, you know, I wanted to give you guys the feedback so, you know, you could hear it from those of us who experience it. So, you know, you guys are great. It's just, you know, I think it's just the way this year's been. It's kind of crazy.
Cool. Thanks, Patty.
All right.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller on the line. Hi, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What can we do for you?
It's Tom from Rockaway. Pleasure to talk to you guys.
Tom. Rockaway. There you go, Newell.
Rockaway, New Jersey or Rockaway, New York?
Rockaway, New Jersey.
See, Matt, can you pronounce that? Rockaway.
Rockaway.
Rockaway, because there's so many rocks in the ground, they just...
there's all these rocks in the way.
These peanuts are making me thirsty.
I think you guys touched on this earlier. It was regarding the crowd counter, but I didn't catch the date. I see that Memorial Day is slated for a 5. Len, did you say there was going to be an adjustment to that possibly, or were you speaking of different dates?
For which days?
This Memorial Day.
I really have to defer all the questions about the calendar to Fred. We're working on some stuff, but I really can't say anything about it.
Okay, because right now it's slated for a 5 and being a holiday. I didn't know if that was going to go up. But
I know that for Memorial Day, Disney just adjusted the Hollywood Studios park hours. I was actually making some changes before the show started. They've added some Fantasmic shows and some park hours. And while not the end-all, be-all of determining crowd levels, one indicator of larger crowds is when Disney increases park hours.
Okay, yeah, I'm slated to be in Epcot that day and didn't know how that was going to affect the crowds over there.
Now you'll be fine.
Epcot should be good? Okay,
yeah.
All right. La Cava, here I come.
There you go.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. New Jersey checking out.
Nice.
And lots of great calls today. Lots of new people, Newell, in terms of people we haven't heard from before, and some old favorites, and Medina.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, you know.
We can't get rid of
1,000,
him.
Right?
We can't get rid of him. He keeps coming back. You know?
That's what his wife says, too. 407-278. We love you, Steve. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And lots of different topics we're talking about this evening. You know, we're talking about a Memorial Day weekend crowds, April this past month crowds. I'm looking forward to some trips later. You know, we haven't had questions about the summer. I'm wondering who's coming down for Walt Disney World for Summer Nightastic, because that's getting kickstarted in just over a month. Yeah, in June, they're going to kickstart the Summer Nightastic stuff, the electrical water pageant, the Main Street Electrical Parade, Tower of Terror effects. Lots of different stuff coming on for the evening stuff going on at Animal Kingdom. Lots of different stuff going on for Summer Nightastic, and I'm wondering what kind of people, you know, what kind of anticipation people have for those events. I know that in chat room, ADP, Aaron, is excited for the Summer Nightastic stuff. So it's interesting. When you call in, let us know if you're going down for summer and if you're interested in the Summer Nightastic stuff and what part of it you're looking forward to the most. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, you know, a little over half an hour left in this live show over here. And, again, lots of great calls, lots of great topics that we're talking about over here. I said over here now I caught myself doing it. but, you know, and don't forget, you can join us in our chat room. Really, what makes the live show a lot of fun is not only that you get to listen and call in, but you can also comment with other people and see what other people are thinking in our WDW Today chat room at WDWtoday.com. And you'll find over there a lot of people discussing different things that we're talking about on the show, as well as some other topics. And it's really interesting to get some feedback, not only from us, but from other people who are interested in different things that are going on at Walt Disney World and what their opinions are. So it'll be, you know, a different aspect. I really think it makes the live show a lot of fun. Plus, you can go look at the webcam and you can look at me. Hey, look, I'm waving to the webcam.
Hi, Noel. Hello.
407-278-5939 is the number. And if you were trying, I know the first hour, man, it was so hard to get through those calls. We had a lot of people trying to get through. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Claire from Wisconsin.
Hey, Claire.
Hi. I have a question. I'm going to be in the world in June, and I'm really looking forward to the Summer Nightastic. I went 10 years ago and saw the Main Street Electrical Parade. So when I found out it was coming back, I was like crying. I was so excited.
Awesome. Claire, did you book your trip because of Summer Nightastic, or is it just a coincidence that it happened to overlap your trip?
Strictly coincidence. My friend Michelle and I, we wanted to go. And when we booked it through Moss Fan Travel, and we booked it in, like, I don't know, November, and the stuff came out in, like, earlier this year. So I didn't do it because of it, but I'm really excited that it fell on the exact time we were going.
Oh, that's terrific. Worked out. Well, nice.
Yeah. I had a question. I emailed you about it, but we can just answer it now. We're taking Magical Express, and we were just wondering if you know, when you sit on a bus, you see a lot of things on the left side or a lot of things on the right side. And if we wanted to get on the bus, which side would show the most sights? Like,
wow.
See, like, I don't know, like the globe or stuff like that. I don't know if you've ever gotten a question like that before.
Now, believe it or not, no. Coming from the airport or going to the airport?
Coming from the airport to the world.
Where are you staying, Claire?
We're staying at Scopa Towers.
No, stay on the right. No, stay
yeah,
on the right.
Right. On the right. The, yeah.
Well, the other fun thing to do is so this is the thing that this is a little ritual that Hannah and I have when we drive in. As you leave the airport, if you're staying on the right hand side, you're going to go past a couple of home communities, where apparently the restrictive covenants that they have on the homeowners mean everyone has to paint their houses the same color. So when Hannah and I drive by it, we always imagine that we're trying to give instructions to, like, a pizza delivery guy for these homes. And we're like, yeah, it's the two-story beige house with the red roof. And, of course, they all look like that. You know, it's not really beige. It's more like a taupe or like a dark eggshell. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe you have to be there, but you can do the same.
Yeah, the right size would be the same. Right side will be best, obviously. You'll have traffic on the left-hand side to see, so yeah. That is interesting.
We will totally do the whole pizza thing just for you, Len.
Do it. They all right. I'm telling you, but then you'll get like this. You'll see like this one really rebellious homeowner who paints his house purple. You know, everyone else is like, you know, like some sort of, you know, rock-colored gray, and this that one guy's purple. It's awesome. So,
nice. Anyway, sweet. Okay. Well, that was all I had. So, thank you guys so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Claire.
No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye. Claire checking in with not only our question, but her opinion of Summer Nightastic. Always interesting to hear what our listeners are thinking about. And speaking of a longtime WDW Today listeners, it's Disney Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, it is. How are you guys doing? It's Mark Lorenzo from Corning, New York.
Yeah, the whole Lorenzo family checking in tonight.
I did. Now my aunt called in the first one, so I must have taught her how to call in first.
Nice.
Awesome.
Quick question for you guys. The All-Star Vacation Homes, you stayed in them before?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have towels, or you have to bring your own?
They have towels.
They have towels.
Yeah, we had towels.
Okay, they do. And, like,
it's everything. It's a home.
Yeah, okay, everything. And they've like hair dryers and things like that?
Everything, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, awesome. Anything you could possibly want.
Yep.
Awesome. So I'm looking forward to it. I've seen the pictures online. It looks really nice.
They're really, really nice. Yeah. Go ahead, Len, sorry.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's every single thing you could possibly want in a home. I mean, they've got video. They've got pinball machines in some games. In some houses.
Really? That's cool. Yeah, I think ours sleeps 12, so we're going to have fun. That's the one I won at Magic Meet, so.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Awesome. Congratulations.
Well, getting a chance to use it. Appreciate your podcast. You know I'm a big fan of you guys, so keep doing all the good work.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful, Mark. You're going to love it. It's really, I mean, you know, there are sponsors, so we have to say that full up front, full disclosure. But
yes,
that being said, we've stayed there many times.
I'd love it regardless, even if they weren't a sponsor.
Yeah, they really do agree. I mean, it's really one of the best ways to stay when you're going to Walt Disney World. I mean, just, we love it. It's really that nice. So I really think you're going to enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thanks,
Mark.
Have
a great time.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. All right. Mark.
That's great. I love that.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and lots of great calls. And I wonder, did Mark say when he was going on his trip?
I didn't hear. No,
I didn't catch the date on there. I wonder if he's gonna be there for Summer Nightastic as well. Lots of, you know, that'll probably be the. I anticipate next month's live show being a lot of Summer Nightastic questions as that really starts to gear up. And I think Disney's gonna really start. Promoting that as well, more so than they already have been, because they want to, you know, obviously get people to come down for that once we get dates and things like that. And it's going to be interesting. We've got our next caller on the line. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Oh, I was wondering, my wife and I did Give a Day, Get a Day. We're going to be staying at the Boardwalk, and then I've heard that the issue is that if you stay, you have to go to the front of the park, but we'd like to be able to just walk in through the gateway entrance by the countries over there. Is that possible?
I think for Give a Day, you got to walk to the front of the park and get your stuff.
So I'll have to catch the bus from the Boardwalk, go all the way to the front.
Do they have a bus to the front?
There's not a bus at the Boardwalk. You're going to have to walk it, man.
Walk to the front.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry, man. Yeah, grab a drink on the way there. Grab a drink and a donut or something at the bakery, and you'll need the energy.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey there, this is Julia from Wisconsin.
Hey, Julia. Wow, lots of calls from Wisconsin tonight.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I just happened to be on the website. I was going to download a few of your podcasts. I haven't done it in a week or two, and I needed more for my walks. And then I saw you were online, so I thought, hey, I'll ask you the questions.
Nice.
That's the
way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Julia, I've been coming. Julia, before you start, could you say, you betcha?
You betcha.
Right, you betcha. All right, go ahead. That feels better now.
Oh, you guys from the South, you're so funny.
Why? What's you betcha about?
No, if you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, if you have a real Wisconsin accent, like a thick one.
A northern, like Minnesota, Wisconsin, you guys have a funny accent. You betcha. Anyway, go ahead.
Don't you know?
Well, you know why I don't know that? I'm not a native Wisconsin.
You got to learn how to say it.
Originally.
Yeah, you got to say it.
I'm a Flatlander. They call us Flatlanders. I came from Illinois.
Oh, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I live in Wisconsin. Two questions. One, I was on the internet yesterday. We're looking at going to Disney World Christmas after next. And I saw you can't reserve past the end of this year.
Right.
Is that true if you call into the phone also? Or is that typical?
It is typical.
I think so. Yeah. And the reason they haven't set hotel rates that far out, and I don't think their computer system... Yeah.
So you pretty much have to wait till they get the new rates up for 2011, then.
Yeah, the only thing I can tell you,
like August-ish.
Yeah, my recommendation for you, also, is that if you're like, because you want to go for Christmas time, which is a really popular time of year, what you might want to
go the early part.
You mean like earlier in December?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Okay, that'll be fine. I was going to say, I mean, you can still do it. Obviously, I was going to say you can call a travel agent. And they can, like, sit on it for you. So that means as soon as the rates come out, they can book something for you.
Sit on it.
There you go.
Thanks, Newell.
Sit on it. Well, I could call Mouse Fan Travel. They'd have a beat on that, I'm sure.
There you go.
There
you go. Yeah, I haven't used them. I'll have to give them a try. The other question I had was, do you have any experience with renting DVC points?
Len does. I think Len's rented one before, right?
Several times, yeah. I mean, so it's...
And
so, you can.
Can you give me any advice on that?
Generally what happens is when I rented it, you'll find someone with whom you agree on a price and they have dates and availability and stuff. And you generally send them a deposit of anywhere from 10 to 25% of the amount of money that you're talking about. They'll make the reservation and send you a copy of the reservation, mm-hmm. and then you send the rest of the payment.
Okay.
When I did it, I used the discussion boards on disboards.com. But there are a couple of other places to do. Generally speaking, I'm looking for someone there. The reason why I like using disboards is you can go back and look at a particular person's history, for how long they've been renting points. And, you know, the people that I looked at had been renting points for like 3 or 4 years. Number of transactions had gone well. I figured that would, that would increase the chances of it going well for me. And it did. I mean, I think, just like anything, most people are going to be honest about those types of things.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I was doing a little research yesterday on passporters, and that's what they said, look at their history. And the one thing that I haven't found out is how do they typically charge? I mean, I know how much they're asking for a point in resale, but how does that factor into, say you're going to use a 200-point stay? How do they figure price into that?
So the rates fluctuate. I mean, some people are more desperate than others for the money. So look on the boards and see what other people are renting.
Okay.
Some people will start off at like, $10, $11, $12 a point.
Uh-huh.
Depending on how much effort you want to put into that, you can save 50 cents or $1 a point. A couple hundred bucks.
Sure.
I think depending on the resort that you're looking at, renting points is by far the least expensive option. Like if I needed a 2-bedroom villa somewhere, I would totally rent points to do that.
You were totally what?
I would totally rent points to do that. It's way cheaper to rent points, especially during the weekend, than it is to go through Disney. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, we have 5, and 2 of them will be over 18 at the time. So you're looking at the additional cost of over 2 adults in a room. And then you're also looking at only deluxe, which takes 5. So I was actually looking at 2 rooms at Pop Century. But I'd much rather do, Beach Club or Boardwalk or try something new. So
cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate your help.
Give it a try, okay, we'll and let us know how it goes.
Will do. I will.
Thank you.
I'll send you an email, but you might not get it for a couple of years.
Copy me, I'll get it.
There you go.
It won't be because I didn't send it quickly.
There you go.
But if I get a chance to talk to you again, I'll let you know how it goes.
Sounds
good.
Listen, great.
Thanks. I sure do enjoy your podcast. You keep me walking.
Thanks
Thank
so
you
much.
For listening, okay. Julia.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Next caller on the line. Hi, caller.
Hello, this is Keith from Acton, Massachusetts. How are you?
Hey, Keith.
I've got a few questions for you. Really excited to get into the line finally. It's been busy for a while. First one's pretty quick. The last time we were on our trip down in January, February, we were ending the day in Epcot, and we watched Illuminations. It was the end of the day, and we figured, let's go get an ice cream dinner. So we wanted to go to Beaches and Cream and pig out there. The problem is we hadn't planned ahead, so we had parked in the Epcot parking lot. Would it have been possible to walk to Beaches and Cream and then somehow get back to the Epcot parking lot? Because what we ended up doing was walking back out to the Epcot parking lot and then driving, and actually it was pretty tough to park near Beaches and Cream. So I was wondering, what would you have done there?
I probably would have drove, though. I probably would have drove over. I wouldn't have risked leaving the car in the parking lot either.
Because I figure once the park is closed, I wouldn't be able to get back through the gate, International Gateway, and get back to the regular Epcot parking, right?
Exactly. You'd have to take a cab to get you to drop you off at Epcot, and that would have just been awkward.
Right, because there's no bus.
Or you could have walked, but that would have been weird, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have driven over.
Okay, great. Next question. I'm going to be going down in a few weeks and with a buddy of mine, and we're going to be trying the ultimate touring plan of Magic Kingdom.
Oh, awesome.
And we're going May 14th, which looks like we're arriving on Thursday, but May 14th is a Friday, and it's a crowd level 4, so it looks like it should be a good day for it. I was just wondering if you had any specific tips or things that we should keep in mind when trying to do that.
So I think Henry's in the process, our developer is in the process of updating both the plan and then the rules for the plan just to make it more consistent. So take a look at the website and maybe send Henry an email, henry@turnplans.com, to get the latest on it. He's been working on that quite a bit with some help to get the latest strategies down on paper. The 14th, you should be fine. That should be a Friday? Yeah, you should be fine.
Now, I know Henry and Fred just recently did that. Does that count as an official one? It seems like they've got a lot of inside info. I don't know if anybody would ever break their time.
Everything that they know, you know. Let's put it that way. They're just, there's some stuff that they might have. They made a couple of very, very good decisions that could have gone either way. Let's put it that way. And they've also probably tried it more than many people. Yeah, Henry's tried it, I think, 3 or 4 times.
Oh, wow.
And Fred's tried it. Yeah, so they've got experience as well. There's nothing that they're holding back on in terms of information. I mean, they know whatever they know, they're telling you.
Cool. Thanks, Keith.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that, Keith.
407-278-5939 is our number. Hello, Kim from Maryland is next on the line.
Kim.
Yes.
Matt, hi, guys.
Hang on a second, Kim. Yes, Lynn, sorry.
I was going to say, sorry. Keith, when you go, if you haven't used Lines, our mobile wait time application, use that to figure out what the wait times are in the park while you're there.
There you go, Keith. On the line is Kim from Maryland. Kim, can you believe that everyone was really mean to me about Kelly Clarkson? I mean, insulting His Highness? Come on.
Matt?
She's mad. She's mad.
Matt.
You got her mad. She's mad.
No comment. I'm gonna be nice tonight. No comment. I did change my name in support of Kelly Clarkson for a while, right, though, in the room.
All right, so I looked to the wrong person for support here. Okay, very good. Keep it going.
I had a question. I was wondering. I am going for Summer Nightastic.
Nice.
We're going in July again, and so we're looking forward to it. I remember the Main Street Electrical Parade as a kid, so dying to see it again, and
I actually
see if it's everything I remember.
I actually booked a trip with Hannah just so she could see it. The only reason why the only reason why I wanted to go in June, as opposed to any other time of year, she and I are going next weekend too. So the only reason why we're going in June is so she can specifically see the Main Street Electrical Parade, the greatest parade of all time.
It's special. I actually, I'm a little bummed. My cousin who I took last year isn't going to be able to come this year. And the first time, I think she might have seen it too when she was a kid. She might have been like 2 or 3 at the time when we took her to see it. And shortly after, they switched over to Spectro. So it would have been cool to take her to, but hey, I'm glad to see it. I was wondering, though, have you guys heard anything? I know that they were trying to do this late-night dining at Epcot, and I didn't know if you'd heard anything about it, whether it was working, people liked it, they might do it in the summer.
That's a good question. I haven't heard anything about it. Len, have you heard anything?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Scopa, have you heard anything?
I've heard a few things. I haven't heard anything definite about the summer, though, Kim. So I think we're going to have to wait a little bit more. I'm guessing that if we are going to hear anything, we'll hear something before the end of May as to whether or not it's going to be, around and stuff.
Kim, did you try to make a reservation for your trip?
For the late night? No.
Yeah.
I'm eating with my mom. She's not eating at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh.
I was thinking I may try for August, though, because a bunch of folks from Reunion and TentFest are going to go back in August, and I'm thinking that makes more sense. It's later, it's in the summer, we're going to be up anyway.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Some of us may need to coat our stomachs, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Perfect. Cool.
But I was wondering, I just thought the time that they picked was weird. I mean, who in April is going to want to eat dinner at 9:30 at night?
Yeah.
Disney likes to test things out a lot of times. Like, they don't like to roll it out during the busier times of the year. They like to test it out in little periods like that. Like you said, like April. Like, really, you know, who's looking to have 10 o'clock dinner at Le Cellier in April? But I think they try to roll it out over there. And then they, you know, depending on how it works out, they may roll it out to other times of the year. So that might be their MO, but I'm not sure.
I was also surprised about the call you guys got about the studios last Sunday. Because a couple of us were tweeting from the parks.
Yeah.
And folks I knew who were in the studios on Sunday morning didn't think that it was... Nobody was saying that the crowds were crazy. I was over in Epcot. I wanted to go to the studios, Matt. I tried. I actually tweeted that I was going, and the
if Newell was there, you would have gone.
It's all about the song, Matt. It's all about the song.
You see?
Well, I sent a note to Fred to ask to take a look at what the actual wait time statistics were for last week. Because we collect data.
It was a little crowded. I got there Saturday night just in time for Illuminations. And there were more people than I expected to see, but it wasn't overwhelming. It didn't feel like, you know, the middle of July, for example, when we usually go, or Christmas when we went last year.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like that many people to me, so it wasn't anywhere near a 9 or a 10. And then in the afternoon on Sunday, it was really, really bad rain. So.
Right.
I couldn't imagine, you know, it was so bad that even though I was in World Showcase, I'm pretty certain that it was raining that heavy.
Yeah, the only aberration last Sunday around noontime, the wait times were Toy Story 60, which is normal for Toy Story. Rock and Roller Coaster was 70. That is odd. Tower 40, normal. Star Tours 10, Great Movie Ride 5. So it's not like, you know, I agree with you, Kim. It didn't seem like it was that bad. And like I said, I think Rock and Roller Coaster 70 was an aberration of the norm there. These were wait times at about 10 to 12 on last Sunday.
So, yeah, but I think, you know, also maybe it's perception.
Yeah.
Feels long for one person.
That's right.
You know, if you're used to going at that time of year in January, it feels like forever. If you're used to going in July and December, Christmas time, it feels like nothing.
Yeah, some people, you know, like good Michael Jackson songs. Some people don't. It's just how it goes sometimes.
All Michael Jackson songs are good Michael Jackson songs.
Well, the person who chose Newell didn't think so.
Wow.
Smooth Criminal is a great song. It's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a great song. It's just not as great as Human Nature is.
Okay. He's just jealous. Listen to
I am
this.
Jealous.
Right, you guys. Are jealous.
Darn it.
You'll have a chance next year. I mean, in December again.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Oh, I got to come up with another song now. I better get out the catalog and start listening.
All right, I think it's time for our last caller of the day.
Is it Autumn? Is Autumn calling?
I don't know. This is our last caller of the day. Hi, caller.
Hi, this is Keith again from Massachusetts. Sorry, I had one last question I forgot to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're planning a longer trip coming up around Thanksgiving, the week, the half week of Thanksgiving and the week afterwards. And I was looking at the crowd calendar. I realized that the whole week of Thanksgiving, it's showing as 10s now. And I didn't think it had been showing that before. And I was just wondering if we're going to be there for the full week afterwards. I mean, we've never been at the parks when it's been crowd level 10. Would you just kind of avoid the parks, or what would you suggest to do for that half week when we're first there? You know, like the Thanksgiving holiday and then the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Hmm.
I would still go, but I mean, you definitely need a touring plan for those days. Anything the crowd level's that high, that's the perfect time to have a touring plan. But go anyway. I mean, you can definitely have fun with a touring plan, even when the crowds are big.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It goes from Sunday at level 10 down to Monday at Ford's. You know, and I definitely like the Ford's a lot better.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick drop off, and the reason is. No one's going to burn vacation that week when Christmas is coming up. Kids are back in school, right? People who have time left are generally going to take it around Christmas, not the week after Thanksgiving, right? So it does drop off pretty quickly.
Okay, but that looks. I mean, that's basically it's as busy as it gets. I didn't realize Thanksgiving weekend was that busy. That would be level 10.
It's fairly busy. Yeah.
And, all right. Well, I'll just enjoy the slow crowds the week after.
That's true. So the difference is, so like if you look at Christmas, right?
Christmas would be higher than a 10 if we had a number higher than 10 on our calendar. Easter would probably be higher than a 10 if we had a number higher than a 10 on our calendar. Thanksgiving might be right at a 10. So just to put that into perspective, it's not going to be as bad as Christmas. It's not going to be as bad as spring break or Easter or so.
Right. So maybe if there were ever any sort of future revisions to the crowd calendar numbers, hint, hint.
Something like that. Yeah, we'll see.
All right, great. Well, thanks a lot for the info.
All right, man. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for us today. I want to thank our sponsor, AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of their pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And I want to thank everyone for lots of great calls, everyone who listened, everyone who chatted with us. I think we had a great time this April live show, and I want to thank everyone who participated. On behalf of the WDW Today panel, Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hochberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.